from a Director Department on Aging requesting authorization to double fill the position of Program and Policy Coordinator for approximately 6 months beginning in late 2011.
Ms. Stang, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. We're asking to fill this position. The current incumbent has not actually been in the position or paid in the position for several months and will not be returning to the position, but is, in fact, seeking other employment with Milwaukee County with the help of the Office of Persons with Disabilities, and therefore remains a county employee but not paid. So, and will not return to this role. So we would like to fill this position sooner rather than later. This is the policy coordinator position for our department. It's extremely important, and we'd like to begin the process now.
Move approval.
Thank you, Supervisor Borkowski. Moves approval. Are there any other questions or comments by the committee? I had a question. This is a funded position currently?
Yes.
But vacant?
Vacant. Well, there is a person. A person holds this position but has not been doing the work of this position, is in a different status with Milwaukee County, is not doing the work of this position, and is not being paid under any, has any earned pay or has not been paid. So, yes, it is funded. The money is funded.
I'm questioning the fiscal note because it calls for increased expenditure of $2,100 this year and $26,000 next year. But if this is a funded position and the current holder is not being paid, there should not be an increase in the expenditure. I mean, the funds are not, they're not going to be spent twice. In other words, it's not like
they're
a
not
double
be
fill
spent
where
twice.
We're taking on two expenses.
No, that money basically represents the salary that would be paid to the new person in the position that is not now being paid to the incumbent. So I don't know why it isn't an increase. It is not an increase. It's the same amount of money that's budgeted.
Same pay range.
Yes.
Questions or comments?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
He's
not
that. Yeah. He's so brilliant today.
That's right.
Supervisor
House.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question for Ms. Stein. This is referred to as a double fill, as you have said very brilliantly. Yes, somebody else can't be smart. The position is currently empty and not being paid.
Correct.
This would put a person into that position to carry out his duties.
Yes.
And this is called a double fill?
Yes, because technically, the person who holds this position is still a Milwaukee County employee while a process is carried out. But the person technically holds this job until such time as the Milwaukee County process pays out. But this person has run out of time a long time ago, is not being paid in this position, will not be paid in this position, and cannot return to this position once the county process is played out. So we have no one in this position. There is someone legally in this position, which is why we want to double fill it to get an actual person in this position to do the work. So there's someone there holding this position who is not, in fact, either working or being paid.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's complicated.
Right. Well, Mr. Chairman, I believe Ms. Stein has made that very clear. And I just wanted to be clear on this because I see a term such as double fill. Get a little leery, but
right.
With your explanation, it's technically it's straightforward.
Okay.
Even though it's
wrong.
Technically. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Okay. Technically.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Oh, technically.
We have a motion by Supervisor Borkowski, to approve.
Brilliant motion.
Hearing further comment by the committee, please call the roll.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Caesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Seven ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you. On to item